From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's broadcast, Dr. Cairns commences his 12th message in a series of studies entitled Life in the Spirit, an examination of Galatians 5, 22 and 23, in which the Apostle Paul set forth the 9 elements that make up the fruit of the Spirit. As Dr. Cairns has explained, these various virtues divide themselves into 3 groups of 3, the first of which, love, joy, peace, has to do with our relationship to God. The second group, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, involves the believer's relationship with others. The third group, faith, meekness, temperance, concerns the believer's relationship to himself. The last component of the fruit of the Spirit is temperance. As he began this series, Dr. Cairns pointed out that the first in each of these groups governs the other two. And so, we find that faith governs meekness and temperance. In defining what the Bible means by temperance, Dr. Cairns will explain that the Christian is to be under the control of the Holy Spirit in all areas of life, abstaining from all things hurtful, and yielding to the Spirit in control of all permissible activities and desires. Dr. Cairns will bring the introduction of this message in a few minutes. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, writings from the pen of the great 19th century English preacher C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Through, Not Engulfed. The text is Isaiah 43 and verse 2. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Bridge there is none. We must go through the waters and feel the rush of the rivers. The presence of God in the flood is better than a ferry boat. Tried we must be, but triumphant we shall be, for Jehovah himself, who is mightier than many waters, shall be with us. Whenever else he may be away from his people, the Lord will surely be with them in difficulties and dangers. The sorrows of life may rise to an extraordinary height, but the Lord is equal to every occasion. The enemies of God can put in our way dangers of their own making, namely persecutions and cruel mockings, which are like a burning fiery furnace. What then? We shall walk through the fires. God being with us, we shall not be burned. Nay, not even the smell of fire shall remain upon us. Oh, the wonderful security of the heaven-born and heaven-bound pilgrim! Floods cannot drown him, nor fires burn him. Thy presence, O Lord, is the protection of thy saints from the varied perils of the road. Behold, in faith I commit myself unto thee, and my spirit enters into rest.
Serve it with all.
As you enjoy this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, we'd like to call your attention to a new publication. The Free Presbyterian Church has produced a devotional book entitled A Word in Season. Here is an ideal companion for your daily Bible reading and prayer. A Word in Season contains 366 clear, concise Bible studies on the major themes of Scripture concerning what it means to be a Christian. Each day it brings you a text of Scripture with a short study to edify and encourage you. These studies are written as helpful devotional messages, one for every day of the year. At the back of the book is a section, Begin and End the Day with Scripture, which sets out a schedule of daily Bible readings designed to take you through the entire Bible once and the Psalms and New Testament twice in 2 years. The title, A Word in Season, recognizes that we all face different situations and have different needs in our Christian walk. Whatever your season, youth or old age, sickness or health, happiness or sadness, blessing or bereavement, here are messages that will minister the truth of God's Word to your heart. Copies of A Word in Season are perfect for gift-giving at this time of year. For information on how you may obtain a copy, you may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. You may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Or you may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Now, please stay with us as Dr. Alan Cairns continues his series on Life in the Spirit.
This morning we come to the last of the nine graces or virtues mentioned in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. Nine graces that collectively are called the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Now, I've noted a few times during the studies that very obviously these nine virtues fall into three trios. There is, I believe, a deliberate rhetorical device here. Paul is deliberately setting these things up in this 3-3 formation. One very famous Lutheran commentator believes that that is deliberately set over against the great list of the works of the flesh that seem just to tumble forth. There is no formation, there is no symmetry. In that list, it is just a tearing forth from the apostle's soul of these awful descriptions of the works of the flesh. And he was drawing the moral from that there you have a very clear distinction between, on the one hand, what the flesh does. It is all out of kilter. It is all ungoverned and ungovernable. Whereas in the Spirit, you have the symmetry and the beauty of form and substance that the Holy Ghost alone can give. Be that as it may, we look at these three trios and we find that the first in each three, in some way, governs or at least colors the other two. We come to the final one today, and here we have temperance, faith, meekness, temperance. Remember what we said faith was, and the lesson we drew from it. Trust in Christ makes us trustworthy. That's what Paul is emphasizing. Meekness, trust in Christ, makes us accept God's dealings with us as good. Now today, temperance, trust in Christ, makes us govern, control, and restrain the natural expressions of self and of sin. The word translated temperance is a word that is really the combination of two Greek terms, meaning in strength or in power. The idea is of living a life with the strength or the power to overcome the impediments of the flesh and so be able to serve our God. Usually this word temperance is interpreted as self-control, self-rule, or moderation. Nowadays, of course, temperance describes your attitude to alcoholic drink. The New Testament word goes a lot further than that. But I think what is often overlooked is that it does include a proper attitude to alcohol. Albert Barnes, a famous Presbyterian scholar and commentator, not one I agree with in everything, but certainly it seems to me he hits this right on the head, especially given that he served in a day when the leading Presbyterians were almost to a man drinkers and in favor of Christians drinking alcohol. And Albert Barnes said, abstinence from intoxicating drink, as well as from all improper excitement, is demanded by the genius of our religion. And on this subject, There is no danger of drawing the cords too close. Now listen carefully. No man was ever injured by the strictest temperance, by total abstinence from ardent spirits and from wine as a beverage. No man is certainly safe who does not abstain. Then this very telling remark. No man, it is believed, can be in a proper frame of mind for religious duties who indulges in the habitual use of intoxicating drinks. Nothing does more scandal to religion than such indulgences. And other things being equal, he is the most under the influence of the Spirit of God who is most thoroughly a man of temperance. I'm glad that at least some Presbyterians got a handle on the truth. It's often said that the Bible never commands abstinence. That's nonsense. The Bible does command abstinence. In Proverbs 23:31, the command is clear. Look not thou upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth his color in the cup, when it moveth itself aright. I don't know of one commentator or Hebrew scholar who has any doubt but that that is a description of fermentation and of an alcoholic wine. The description there is the description of fermentation. And the command is absolute, it is plain, it is unmistakable. And if we imagine that some other verses of Scripture may be introduced to contradict it, then we are imagining folly and we are contradicting God's Word, which does not contradict itself. The command is clear, and it says not even to look upon intoxicating wine. Now remember that the percentage of alcohol possible in a wine in the days of Bible times would have been around 14%. There were no such things as fortified wines. There were no such things as distilled liquors. So we would say this was a fairly weak alcoholic wine compared to what many are used to today. And yet the command is, don't even look at it. Why? Because Proverbs 20 verse 1 says, wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. Now, we're told, it goes on to say, whoso is deceived thereby is not wise. And what the book means is that wine in excess, too much alcohol, is what is being condemned. It's a mocker, it's raging. Too much of it is hurtful. Of course, that's not what it's saying. For the very simple reason, too much water is hurtful. It'll kill you. Too much roast beef is hurtful. It'll kill you. Too much of anything could be called raging, hurtful, mocking, deadly. Some years ago, scientists investigating what may cause cancer, I think largely under the influence of the sugar lobby, decided to inject saccharin into rats. And they decided and they proved that if you give enough saccharin to a rat, it'll cause cancer and kill it. If you give enough of anything to a living organism, it'll kill it. It's not talking about too much wine is a mocker. It's something in the very nature of the beast, he says, is a mocker. And that's why you don't even look at it. So this is certainly one form of self-restraint. It's not to be denied that for many people the flesh loves it. I know Presbyterians in Scotland who have written learned homilies and all the rest of it to defend their fleshly love of gin, rum, whiskey, and even what we in Ireland call potsheen, moonshine, 100% proof alcohol. This is one form of self-restraint, therefore. But the text demands a whole lot more. What Paul means by temperance is the opposite of the driving force behind the works of the flesh. What is behind the works of the flesh is self and self-indulgence. What is behind Paul's idea here is the very opposite. So the fruit of the Spirit is total abstinence from all things forbidden, no matter how the flesh craves them. Total abstinence from all things forbidden. And the avoidance of excess in satisfying permissible desires. In other words, what Paul is getting over here is that a Christian is not to be governed by his own desires, and he's not to be governed by his own impulses, but rather he's to be governed by the Holy Ghost. A great Scottish commentator said that the word means self-command, and it denotes the right attitude of mind, heart, and life in reference to those things in the world which naturally call forth our desires, whether it be pleasure, profit, power, or reputation. Thus, temperance, this last element in the fruit of the Spirit, means that we deny the right of the flesh to dominate us, and that we so regulate our lives that Christ and His kingdom and His glory are the determining factors in all that we purpose and all that we do. That's temperance. Denying the flesh the right to dominate us, and then regulating our lives so that Christ, His kingdom and glory, determine what we purpose and what we do.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening. and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.